USA News Update. A federal judge in Texas took up a lawsuit Tuesday over the so-called floating border wall. Critics say the string of buoys meant to discourage illegal immigration is nothing more than a political stunt. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar thinks Texas will be forced to take the buoys down.
It's a federal responsibility. The Supreme Court has already said when they took up the case in Arizona that it's a federal responsibility.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott has said he's willing to fight the issue all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And at least one child is dead after a school bus crash in Ohio Tuesday morning. Ohio State Patrol Sergeant Tyler Ross detailed the accident.
There was 52 total kids on the school bus, 53 including the school bus driver. Of those, 13 were transported by EMS to local area hospitals for treatment. 10 were transported by personal means or family members to local area hospitals for treatment.
The Ohio State Patrol said it happened just outside Columbus. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.